stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Oh, Yeshua, how long must we wait, longing for the day of your return? Oh, Yeshua, in Zion shall be your people of praise when you return.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Thank you, Sister Sharon, and come soon, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my friends, to the program that opens up the end days truth, strengthening you and getting you tribulation ready for the troublesome days ahead, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. The times of the end are here, so get it right and get yourself ready. This True Truth program is spiritual, therefore, it needs your support in prayer, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. It is up to you, my listeners, as this program is listener-supported. That is the only way it can stay on the air. Yahweh will not allow me to sell things like others do to keep themselves on the air. Have you noticed I do not sell things on the air or on my websites? Is Yahweh speaking to you to send support? My. How about this little support devotional? Starfish giving. There's a story about a boy and a starfish. It goes like this. Many starfish washed up on the shore. A young boy started picking them up and throwing them back into the ocean. Someone saw what he was doing and told him that it was pointless, that there were too many to save, and that it wouldn't make a difference. Throwing another starfish into the sea, the little boy responded, "It makes a difference to this one." Watchman comment, "You may think your giving, no matter how small, to support one science program is pointless, but your giving makes a difference, and it helps keep that one program on the air. You can make a difference, and you do make a starfish difference. Amen." Now for another Last Days, End Times, quick Bible study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. My friends, we are like a broken egg. When an egg is smashed and broken, who can put it perfectly back together again? In the beginning, God created us perfect, like a whole unbroken egg in Adam. But the transgression of Adam against the eternal spiritual laws, or absolutes, if you will, and temporal natural laws of Almighty God, caused Adam to die, both spiritually and physically. Thus, because of Adam's transgression, all who were born in Adam, i.e. the entire human race, were made broken sinners. God has given to all of Adam's fallen race a wonderful future and deliverance from our broken egg humanity. We must choose by our own free will to receive Almighty God's pardon and gift of eternal life. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? He alone can change your broken egg life to a perfect one. Trust Him today. You never will be the same. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10 will lead you in a prayer if you don't know how to pray. Just read Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10, and you will know how to pray. Hallelujah. Enough said, get right and get ready. Let's prepare on this program tonight for a second death to have no power over us. Amen and amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Saith the Lord, upon the earth shall come a time now when things will not grow well. There shall be famine in the land, for man has brought about his own demise, saith God. For it is time now that the prophetic words that are written in my word come to pass. For in the last days these things must happen. But fear not, those who love me, saith God. For I have provided a way for you. But for those who do not know me, this time shall be very difficult for them. They shall strive to maintain the position that they are at. They shall strive to maintain the things that they desire, but they will not be able to do it. For I, the Lord, have not provided for those who do not love me, saith God.
Saith the Lord, I am coming soon. That foundation was built upon the apostles and upon the very prophets of the Old Testament, saith the Lord. But it is the foundation today. It is the cornerstone. It is the cornerstone that holds thee, my church, the living stones. I say unto thee, do you not know, and will you remember, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against my church? For I've called thee where two or three are gathered in my name. There am I in the midst. Yea, saith God, I'm in the midst of thee this day. Hallelujah.
And now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson from the original King James Version. My. In this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 24, verse 25, King James Version, of course. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Watchman comment, that word fools, Greek, anoitos, speaks of those who do not correctly understand the Holy Scriptures. Another way of translating the word fools is the unwise. They are slow, as this verse says, meaning inactive. In apprehension or belief that comes from the word heart, which denotes the center of both the physical and the spiritual life. And finally, the word prophet, whom in the religious assemblies of the Christians were moved by the Holy Spirit to speak with the power to instruct, comfort, encourage, rebuke, convict, and stimulate the hearts of their hearers. May you, dear ones listening tonight, be moved by that same convicting power of Yahweh's Holy Spirit on tonight's program. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. Now, my faithful friend Philip in Ohio has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent his WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water love gift. And I bless him for his godly consistency for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without Brother Phillips and others' love offerings, I would not be on the air, and you would not hear this program, and that's the true truth. Amen. Father, bless Brother Philip, Lord God, who made your program possible tonight. Lord, meet his every need, Father. Meet his need in his comings and his goings, in his job and in his finances. Lord, whatever it takes, Lord God, that you could bless him mightily. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and my spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Was there a Bible reason for Hurricane Isaac? The arrival of Hurricane Isaac exactly 7 years after Hurricane Katrina blasted New Orleans, in almost the same spot, by the way, has some people wondering if there's more to it than random chance, and suggesting the popular homosexual festival Southern Decadence may be part of a judgment from God. A hurricane hitting a celebration of decadence twice in 7 years. What are the odds? Asks a lifelong Gulf Coast resident. Does it seem God has it in for New Orleans? Watchman comment. I do not suggest that God hates homosex, because Yahweh's word clearly says homosex is an abomination. For instance, Jesus said it would be a last days end time sign, just before his second and last coming, when he will take out his church from a world deep in sin. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. As it was in the days of Noah, read on past verse 26, also Lot and Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. Luke chapter 17, verses 29 and 30. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchman comment, if you know your Bible, you know the possibility of God's wrath in Isaac is very, very good. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and the return of the biblical sin of sodomy is a sign, amen, as is God's wrath. Continuing, USA President Barack Hussein Obama sent out a campaign email recently, essentially blaming his supporters if he loses. My oh my. You see, he's supposedly being outspent. And because he's supposedly being outspent, he's losing. And he can't spend more money unless his supporters fork it over. Oh, brother. Watch me comment. First, if an American has a business, Obama said that American did not make that business successful, insinuating his government did. Second, and now Obama reverses that and says it is his supporters' fault if he loses. Is this the change you voted for, the change you need? My. I don't think so. Perhaps the most laughable aspect of this latest desperate message by Obama and his assertion that he doesn't have as much time to campaign this time as he did back in 2008, he's done nothing but campaign since the beginning of this year. The beginning of 2012, from January to mid-June, Obama has held more than 160 fundraisers. During that same period in 2004, President George W. Bush had held just 79 fundraisers. That's almost double. It is double. Hallelujah. Here's the sad fact for Obama. I gotta get my math working in my head here. Nobody's enamored with him anymore. His spendthrift ways haven't just bankrupt the country, they bankrupt his campaign, and he still blames everyone else. My, oh my. Continuing, why are we on the brink of the greatest depression of all times? I suddenly see commentators warning of pending doom, economic collapse, and a new Great Depression. Welcome to the end times, my friends. Perhaps America's politicians and economists should have paid attention to Brother Johnson, God's watchman, who has been warning of economic collapse and a new Great Depression publicly for over 2 years, or many more if I remember correctly. Continuing, Democratic convention to host an Islamic prayer session. The Democratic National Committee, the DNC, is raising a number of eyebrows after choosing to proceed with hosting Islamic Juma prayers for 2 hours on the Friday of its convention, though it denied a Catholic cardinal's request to say a prayer at the same event. Watchman comment, it looks to me like the Democrats are pro-Islam. Barack Hussein Obama? Do you know why I emphasize Hussein as I do on this program? Well, my friends, it's because any Muslim, I said any Muslim given that name of Hussein as a child is known by Islam to be destined to be a Muslim leader. Get the point? Barack Hussein Obama, plain as the nose on your face. Continuing, 666, feds, too few Americans turn to government for assistance. More Americans rely on their families for assistance than the government. So federal officials have undertaken an effort to help people to apply for federal assistance. My. Quote, given that only 15% of you turn to government assistance in tough times, we want to make sure that you know about your benefits, that we could help you. Close quote. The U.S. government has recently announced government assistance comes in different forms, from unemployment checks and food assistance to credit counseling and medical treatment. The USA government reminds all Americans, my. Watchman comment, we'll take care of you. Well, someone's going to take care of you, all right, but it's not the government. It's Yahweh. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ. The last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Continuing, DHS informant leaks a shocker. In a passionate warning to his global listeners, news host Rick Wiles revealed the latest in a series of startling information leaked to him through a source who he knows as a contact deep within the U.S. government Department of Homeland Security. There's a Russian-Chinese Islamic military invasion coming to the USA, Wiles forcefully told his radio audience. The informant said there's talk inside Homeland Security offices that Russian Spetsnaz commandos are infiltrating into the USA from Canada. The informant said it's been underway all summer, and he estimates the number of commandos at the present time inside the USA to be in excess of 20,000. Watchman comment. I do not know if this is true. However, it certainly is possible, so I pass it on to you to let you decide, as none of my trusted sources have been saying that previous reports of Russian military personnel participating in joint civil drills with local law enforcement at Fort Carson, Colorado, between May 24 and 31 of this past year may have something to do with this rumor. However, get ready, Jesus is coming. Amen and amen. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Federal security flaw discovered in software that controls U.S. power plants. A cybersecurity specialist has discovered a flaw in the software that allows hackers to spy on and attack the communication of critical infrastructure operators of power plants, water systems, dams, and more, and gain access to the credentials of computer systems which control those critical systems. The U.S. government claims it is investigating. Officials with the Department of Homeland Security issued an alert that the agency released after it had learned of the potential security issue. Continuing. America's Homeland Security and the Transformation of America. USA Patriot Improvement and Reauthorization Act of 2005, Section 605A. There is hereby created and established a permanent police force to be known as the United States Secret Service Uniform Division. Subject to the supervision of the Secretary of Homeland Security, the United States Secret Service Uniform Division shall perform such duties as the Director, United States Secret Service, may prescribe. Under the direction of the Director of the Secret Service, members of the United States Secret Service Uniform Division are authorized to make arrests without warrant for any offense against the United States committed in their presence. My. Watchman comment. Every few hundred years in Western history, there occurs a sharp transformation. We are currently living through just such a transformation that sounds eerily similar to the Nazi transformation of Germany. Continuing. The continuing 666 police state. U.S. government accused of spying on citizens, intercepting trillions of emails and phone calls. Governments around the world are repeatedly accused of spying on both domestic and foreign individuals and groups that may threaten the interest of their citizens. Sometimes these accusations are without merit, and sometimes they pan out. William Binney, a former official with the National Security Agency, recently said that domestic surveillance in the U.S. has increased under President Obama, and trillions of phone calls, emails, and other messages sent by U.S. citizens have been intercepted by the government. In fact, in an interview with an official turned whistleblower, he claims that the government currently possesses copies of almost all emails sent and received in the United States. Continuing. Remove the blinders and accept the truth. America has faced many natural and man-made disasters in the history of the nation. However, it seems that in 2012, Americans have had to face a drastic increase in such disasters. As a result, it has become almost unbearable for Americans to cope with these tragedies. Therefore, many Americans have sought an escape mechanism to help them distance themselves from these events, since it was not their fault but an act of nature or a deranged person. Ultimately, they have chosen to figuratively wear blinders, just like the blinders that horses used to wear to keep them from seeing to the rear, and many times to the sides also. By doing so, they can avoid accepting the truth of what has happened in the past and the rationale for it happening. But Americans need to remove these figurative blinders and finally accept the truth of the matter. God is angry at America as a nation, and as a stubborn, stiff-necked, and rebellious people. Watchman comment, many are also wearing spiritual blinders. I said spiritual blinders, with which many cannot see where they are in biblical prophecy today, and others cannot see the true truth of God's word. And that's a big amen. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If the Lord is touching your heart, please respond and write to this address. Signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate New York, just N-Y. Zip 13797. You may leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want, but I never, ever send out letters asking for money. And I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs that we can on the air. Now, a devotional to keep you informed, titled Temptations. Judges chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother, to Timnah, and came to the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent the lion as he would have rent a kid. Now that's referring to a young lamb, not a human child, by the way. Continuing, and he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he had done. Judges chapter 16, verse 20, and she, Delilah, said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as at other times before and shake myself. And he knew not that the Lord was departed from him. My dear listening friends, Samson was a powerful example of a man of God who won his battles over and over again because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Yet when he was finally defeated by Delilah's temptations, he didn't realize that the Lord had left him. So effective was the evil woman's spell. The enemy is clever, and the temptations of the flesh can so quickly quench the presence and power of God's Spirit and anointing that we may not even realize it has happened, just like Samson. But with the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our life and our subsequent victory, opposition can be destroyed and burdens can be lifted when Yahweh's wonderful presence fills and rests upon you and me. Our greatest battle is maintaining that internal communication with Almighty God by His Spirit. Temptations, bad habits, our sinful nature, demonic attacks, all these can come together to rob us of the Lord's holy anointing, which is our communion with God and our only real power over every enemy. Samson's victories vividly demonstrated the tremendous power of the anointing. His power over the Philistines was legendary and truly heroic, but the anointing must be there. The relationship with Almighty Yahweh must be there. But when he lost his anointing, his relationship, Samson's enemies nearly destroyed him. How critical is it in these days to keep our lamps burning with the holy oil of Jesus' anointing? His goodness will defeat the evils around us. His light will banish darkness. His joy will annihilate our depression. His forgiveness will root out all bitterness. His love will overcome our natural hatred. And every wearisome deception will be exposed by His excellent true truth. Seek His anointing, my friends. Seek the fullness of Yahweh's Holy Spirit. He will equip you to break every yoke of bondage and defeat every internal and external enemy. My friends, please do not find yourself in the condition of Samson, in the arms of worldly lusts, of worldly women, not your wife, not even realizing that the anointing has left you. The cost to Samson was so enormous, so large, so big, even though he was restored. And that could happen to you, my friends. And God did restore Samson one more time, but he died in that restored anointing, just as many of the Romans did. So instead, guard yourself against the clever evil temptations and lusts of this world by seeking more and more of Yahweh's indwelling presence. In doing that, the anointing will produce one victory after another, don't you know, for you and for me. Amen and amen. Arise, warriors of God, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. My dear listening friends, amen and amen. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Brother Carlos.
Each of us has the freedom to choose whether or not we will follow God's spiritual law. We experience true freedom only when we choose to follow God's spiritual law, and we experience the blessing that come from obedience instead of the penalties for breaking God's law. I hope you got something out of that, science listeners, because God wants you in obedience, and he will bless you for that. If you haven't given your life over to Christ, please give it over to Christ now. He wants your soul so that he can continue to save more souls through you, science listeners. I love you. Brother Johnson loves you. The science ministers loves you. God loves you. Maranatha.
My friends, get right and get ready. The repeat of tonight's program may be on Saturday morning, frequency 7490 at 8:30 a.m. WWCR. And since offerings have fallen off so much, I am going to call WWCR and see if it can't be canceled as soon as possible to help the other programs stay on the air. If it's not on Saturday morning, or even if it is, tune in at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern Time Saturday night for a fresh new program on frequency 4840. 9 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time. Saturday nights is my most listened to program and will continue to air. Amen. It is not going off. Also, please pray about helping Wednesday nights to stay on the air. It's not looking good for Wednesday nights. For more daily news and text forms like you heard on this program and with pictures, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. Just like it sounds, signsradio.com, all one word. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, the news with views link. Here's the address to write again, but faster. SIGNS, P.O., Box 122, Lisle, LISLE, New York, NY, Zip 13797.
Hi, Brother Johnson, listening in southwest Ohio in the Cincinnati area. You're coming in loud and clear Saturday night, 4840.
Thanks. Glad to know we're being heard. Thanks for the call, Maranatha.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, excellent program tonight from northwestern Ohio, loud and clear. Praying for you, Brother Maranatha.
As always, my dear brother, thank you for your radio checks. I sure do appreciate them. And I assume you're praying about the finances for the program, and thank you so much. God will either touch hearts, and I'll be on all the stations, or I won't be on some of them, as God wills. Amen. Maranatha, keep praying. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. And please do that whether you call or write. It's very important to me. It helps me decide if I have to cancel programs like I'm having problems with right now, which ones to cancel. So give me a call or write. Here's the phone number, 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you're listening tonight and you've never called in, please pick up that phone and dial as I say the number again. Remember, if you get a busy signal, keep hitting your redial till you get in. I'd sure appreciate it. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. And my heartfelt thanks and prayers to all who send their love gifts to keep this program on the air. God bless you. Signs listeners are the best.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.